Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Keys to the Jet. I am your host, Red. That's me. I'm here with you. Yep. Hello. Hey, everyone. Hey, I'm here with you. Okay. I think we're good. Cool. Thank you. All right. Settle down. Today, we're taking you on Raw Halloween Special. A few spooky stories, maybe one spooky story. I don't know. We shall see. Well, listen, I have a few out there, a few ready. We'll see what kind of time we have. How's everybody doing today? Hope everybody's doing okay. They've had a great couple of weeks. I know I've been out of pocket. We've been getting some stuff done, doing some things. Yeah. First off, if this is your first time here, welcome to Keys to the Jet Podcast. I'm Red. I'm a former aircraft maintainer from the Air Force, and this is a podcast about military life and aviation and anything in between, or whatever the hell else I want to talk about. We'll have guests on from time to time, and yeah, talk about stuff. And if this isn't your first time here and you've been following us, thank you very much. I love you. We love you. And we know that this is your favorite freaking podcast in the world. Been getting a lot of love from Brazil over in Brazil lately. Thank you guys. A lot of love from Australia, and of course, the great United States. We're all over the place, you guys. Yeah, and shout out to our patrons. Gregory. Let's see. Sorry. I'm just trying to get my day started here. Gregory, the mayor. Goodyear. Fuck you, Cody. And Freaky Freeland. Thank you, guys. Without you, we couldn't operate. And if you'd like to join them, you can go to patreon.com/keys to the jet podcast, where you can be a patron as well. That's patreon.com/keys to the jet podcast. You can also find us all over the place, any and every social media. And if you'd like to subscribe, it's free. Helps us out. Right on. Okay, let's segue. Whoa, what was that? Holy shit. Let's give it up. Give it up for our patrons again. Give it up. Yeah. It's you guys. Thank you. All right. We're going to talk about a spooky story. Ooh. ASMR, me clearing my throat in your ears. I know you like ASMR. Okay, this is a story that happens out in the desert. This is called The Last Transmission of Ghost 21.
Ooh, spooky, scary.
Oh, real quick, before I go into this, you know what? I hope everybody has a safe and happy Halloween. Please don't drink and drive. Hope you're out there with your kids trick-or-treating, dressing up as scary stuff. Scary. I'm going to be a Ghostbuster. It's going to be awesome. And I ain't afraid of no ghost. Anyways, let's get to the spooky story. Here we go. The desert out by Groom Lake is the quietest place on earth. People think silence is peaceful. It isn't. True silence hums in your skull until you start hearing your own pulse. That's why test pilots talk on the radio, even when nobody's listening. The static is company. Captain James Harlow understood that. He'd been flying since he was 19. T-33s first, then F-86s over Korea, then the brand new F-100 Super Sabre. Eek. Temperamental. All muscle. By the time he hit his 30s, he had 1,200 hours in type and a reputation for landing jets that other men bailed out of. He used to joke that he could grease a dead stick onto a postage stamp if you painted a runway on it. On the morning of May 3rd, 1959, Harlow signed out Super Sabre, hail 55-2169-2169, for a high-altitude compressor test. The weather was clear. Winds were 5 knots, the temperature 96 on the ground, cold enough to freeze carbon at 40,000 feet. He ran the pre-flight himself, pacing around the jet like a priest circling an altar, hands sliding across the titanium skin, tapping rivets, sniffing for fuel. The air already smelled of heat and aluminum dust. He lifted off the runway at about 0932 hours. The tower tape still exists. You can hear the smile in his voice. Nellis Tower, Ghost 2-1 rolling. Cleared for takeoff, Ghost. Copy. See you for lunch. Everything stayed clean until the climb out. At 39,000, engine temperatures spiked. A bearing started to seize. Tiny whine. A tiny whine. Only a pilot with Harlow's ears would notice. He throttled back, leveled, and began his return. But the oil pressure needle dropped like a shot bird. The F-100 was a hot rod with wings. Once the oil went, the turbine turned into a grenade. The engine let go at 41,000 feet. A sound like a church bell breaking. Fragments tore through the fuselage. The tailplane sheared a fuel line. A sheet of flame rolled past the canopy. The smell inside was pure death. Burned kerosene, baked paint, and ozone so strong it made his teeth ache. Ooh, spooky. He stayed with it, radio calm, voice even. Mayday, mayday. This is Ghost 2-1. Engine flame out, attempting dead stick landing. He was doing 310 knots, gliding, bleeding altitude over the brown ocean of the Nevada desert. He called again, slower this time, like he was already halfway to another world. Gear down. Short final, then static. The Super Sabre hit the lake bed doing 250 and skipped once before detonating. The shock wave flattened the sagebrush for a quarter mile. When the rescue chopper arrived, the wreck still burned blue. The sand fused into glass that reeked of burnt copper. They found no ejection seat, no body, just a single boot. With the soul melted smooth. For 29 years, the desert kept him. Then he started flying again. A chase pilot named Avery Kim was running support for an SR-71 calibration flight when the guard channel crackled. Mayday, mayday. This is Ghost 2-1. The same tone, the same cadence. He checked his scope. Clear skies, the voice continued. Gear down. Short final. He looked down and saw them. Two white lights, perfectly spaced, dropping toward a dry lake that hadn't been active since the 50s. They flared for landing and vanished. Tower called seconds later. No radar contact. When they played back the comms, the voice print matched Harlow's pre-accident recordings with within 1%. That's impossible. The Air Force didn't even keep analog backups that long. Through the 80s, controllers at Groom logged an unexplained radar target making the same circuit every October. 12,000 feet, 250 knots, right-hand pattern. No transponder, no IFF. They'd vector interceptors. The bogey always vanished on final approach. Once, a radar technician named Lang brought a portable VHF scanner to the console. At 2359, he heard it. The faint growl of a jet passing overhead, then a calm voice whispering across three frequencies at once. Touchdown confirmed. Thanks for the assist. His equipment fried instantly. The smell in the control room was hot, plastic, and somehow jet exhaust. Ooh. Ooh, spooky. The sightings. In 92, a KC-135 tanker. In 92, KC-135 tanker crew, refueling over the range, caught a flash off their wing. Out of the darkness slid a mirror bright F-100, markings exactly like the old Ghost 21. The pilot's helmet visor gleamed silver. He saluted, held the pose, then banked under the tanker. The boomer swore he saw a vapor roll off that jet like cold breath. Their cockpit temperature dropped 10 degrees in seconds. And when they landed, maintenance found fine gray dust fused to the belly, the kind of silica you get when sand turns to glass. A trainee in an F-15 heard the call on guard and, thinking it was a joke, answered, "Roger that, Ghost. Runway's clear." His systems shut down like someone pulled a breaker on the universe. 2 minutes of free fall through the silence, he swears a second jet flew formation beside him. Pilot visible, saluting through the canopy. Then everything blinked back. Radio's alive, and his wingman screamed that he'd disappeared from radar. Tower clocks show he was gone exactly 1 minute, 59 seconds. The same length as Harlow's original final transmission. A tower operator, the decommissioned North Strip, saw runway lights ignite themselves. A silver aircraft came out of fog that wasn't there. Touched down, threw sparks across dry asphalt, rolled halfway, and stopped dead. The canopy opened. A figure climbed down and began walking toward the tower. Each step left a glowing footprint that faded after heart. When he raised his hand and saluted, every bulb in the tower exploded. When the lights returned, the runway was empty. The air smelled of ozone and hot oil. These days, the logbooks at Nellis still fill with quiet notes. Unidentified carrier wave detected at 0 hertz. 0000 hertz. The amplitude never changes. The message never changes. It always arrives on the anniversary of Harlow's flight. Some pilots believe Ghost 21 isn't trapped at all. They think he's escorting the lost one. The lost. The ones whose engines cough in the dark. There are stories of near misses where the cockpit fills with white light and the instruments freeze just long enough for a pilot to level off. When the light fades, there's a whisper through the headset. Touchdown confirmed. Others think he's still trying to come home, replaying his last approach forever. Either way, if you ever fly over the Nevada range at night and your radio hisses with static that tastes like metal, don't answer. If you smell hot oil with no leak, don't look outside. And if in the corner of your eye you see navigation lights pacing you, one red, one green, perfectly spaced, keep flying straight. Just let it pass. Because Captain Harlow's been in the pattern for 66 years. He's tired, and he's still looking for a runway that remembers him.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. The fly line keeps its dead. The sky keeps its ghost. We just borrow both for a while. So when the radio pops at midnight, and you hear a calm voice say, gear down, short final whisper back, clear land, brother, and let the static fade. Because every time a jet touches down safe, somewhere out there, Ghost 21 finally lowers his nose and flares for the horizon. Powerful. Powerful. Were you scared? Were you scared at all? Were you scared on that one? At all? I was. That was spooky, scary skeletons. Spooky, scary skeletons. Oh, hold on. Sorry. Oh, shit. All right. We're going to get you another story here. I think, yeah, we'll get you one more, because we're already almost in 20 minutes here, dude. Can't believe that. Can you believe that? If I had some more music or some more, some more effects here, I'd have, like, a heartbeat. That was me. I was doing that. You know, get the chopper, get down. Dude, I can't talk this morning. I can't talk this morning. I haven't had breakfast yet. I haven't even had any caffeine, dude. I haven't had nothing. And I'm going to be getting on the bike and riding across the desert here in the next couple of hours. I hope that everyone's doing all right today. Well, let's get you on another spooky, scary story. It's a good one here. I have a couple of them, dude. While I'm looking at that, hey, you know what? That was actually a really good, really good story. Okay. So I'll keep you with that one story. Maybe I'll get you some more. Let's get into recent events, right? We could do some news, some Air Force times and stuff like that, because the world is going crazy right now, especially with this government shutdown, dude. A lot of people are laid off. A lot of people are laid off at the moment, or furloughed, whatever you want to call it, not getting paid. That fucking sucks, dude. And it's because people can't agree. Our government can't agree, apparently, to open the government. Why can't we just say, hey, we, like, you work for us. Like, fucking open it. Hoes. You know what I mean? Anyways, let's do some Air Force times, you know? Let's do some Air Force times. Let me move my screens around here. Do some Air Force times. Wish I had some. Oh, you know what? I could upload something for you just to listen to for a second so you're not having to listen to me for, yeah. So you're not having to listen to dead air. Well, whatever. Whatever. Let's do some stuff here. All right, let's go to the war zone. Let's go to the war zone. Latest in the air. China's massive J-36 stealth fighter gets major design tweaks with a second prototype. Man, they're putting out a lot of stuff. We need to catch up, dude. Oh, you know what? Here's a really good one. This was close to my heart because I helped in some capacity with this stuff here, with this aircraft. I helped in some capacity somewhere. The X-59 supersonic test jet takes to the air. Flew for the first time. Skunk Works build X-59, which can revolutionize supersonic travel, made its first flight from the U.S. Air Force's Plant 42 in Palmdale, California. Perhaps the most extraordinary-looking aircraft to have taken the air in many years, the X-59, Quiet Supersonic Technology Experimental Test Aircraft, or QUEST, has made its first flight. Much is resting on the test program that has now been kicked off, with the future of supersonic passenger flight arguably dependent on its successful outcome. The first flight took place at the U.S. Air Force's Plant 42 in Palmdale, California. Yep, it looks like an arrow. Dude, that's kind of crazy. Maybe I can share my screen with you. Share a screen. Here, let's play a video, yeah? Wow, there it goes. Wow, there it goes, X-59. Yep, kind of cool. Right on. See, X-59 flying, dude. Cool. What else? Here, let's go to some Air Force times. Let's really talk about. Hegseth says U.S. struck three alleged drug running boats on Monday, killing 14. Airman found dead in Wyoming was under investigation in fatal shooting. Wow. How long can military commissaries stay open if the shutdown continues? That's an important one. We should look at that. If the government shutdown continues, military commissaries should be able to keep their shelves full and sprint through Thanksgiving, commissary officials said. Officials expect to maintain as normal operations as possible through closing on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. For everybody who depends on that, let's hope so. You know what I mean? Let's really hope so. What else? Man, I need some water or something. TRICARE to increase pharmacy co-payments, add new benefits in 2026. So, yeah. Get ready. Pentagon accepts $130 million donation to pay troops during the shutdown. Hopefully that'll work. Shutdown causes turmoil for some military families' food assistance. In the most recent DOD survey of the active duty military spouses, about 7% said they were using WIC benefits, and 1% they said they were using SNAP benefits. Yeah, man, I guess this is getting crazy. It's going to get crazy, dude. People are going to start rioting and running out of stores and shit with carts full of shit and not even paying for it, man. You know? It's gonna get stupid. But I hope everyone, hopefully the shutdown ends soon so everyone can go about their daily lives and whatever. And I understand what it's for. You know, it's for shrinking the government, obviously. Well, okay, so I guess with them not agreeing on certain things, like some people want, one group wants this in there and another group doesn't want this in there. You know, it's like, it's weird. Anyways, I apologize. Let's see. Let's go to This Day in Aviation. And we're also going to do the Halloween on the Halloween one, too. So, 30 October 1991, United States Air Force Sikorsky Pavehawk head out to a hurricane that would become known as the Perfect Storm. Aboard were several members of this New York Air National Guard. Their mission was to attempt to rescue 250 miles out to sea. The severity of the storm, a weather buoy located 264 miles south of Halifax, reported a wave height of 100 feet on 30 October, the highest ever recorded in that part of the Atlantic Ocean. The Pave Hawk crew was unable to make the rescue and had to return to their base. Having already refueled from Lockheed C-130 tanker three times during the mission, and with low fuel, fourth refueling was needed for the helicopter to make it back to the mainland. Because of the extreme turbulence and lack of visibility, Jolly 110, which is what they nicknamed it, could not make contact with the refueling drogue trailing behind the airplane. The pilot made more than 30 attempts, but finally, both drogues had been damaged by the severe conditions, and with just 22 minutes of fuel remaining, Jolly 110 would have to ditch in the middle of the perfect storm. Unable to refuel, the pilot, or the person in charge, made the decision to ditch the helicopter in the sea while engines were still running at 9:30. Sikorsky's number one engine flamed out from fuel starvation with one engine still operating. He held the Pave Hawk and hover over the raging ocean while members jumped out. And when the number two engine flamed out, the pilot put the Pave Hawk into a hovering auto rotation. Its blades came to a sudden stop when they hit the face of the oncoming wave. The pilot was about 15 feet underwater by the time he was able to escape from the sinking helicopter. Yeah, wow. The Pave Hawk had gone down 90 miles south of Montauk Point, wherever that is. After 5 hours in the water, four airmen were rescued and a 48-year-old former U.S. Navy fleet tug. Oh, that was cool. The first search for Rick Smith continued for a week. He was never found. Apparently, he was one of the... he was Tech Sergeant Rick Smith, pararescue jumper from the rescue wing. Crazy, man. Crazy. Spooky, scary skeletons. Okay. All right. You guys, you know what I think we're going to do? I think we're going to get the F out of here. Do you want to hear one more story? One. No. You know what? We're going to get the F out of here, dude. All right. It's been about 30 minutes. I love you guys. I'm getting hungry and I need some caffeine, bro. Need some water, some caffeine, getting hungry, getting hangry, if you will. So I'm going to get the F out of here. I'm maybe I'm being a bitch about it. Anyways, maybe not. If you enjoyed this show, please share it with your friends. Like, subscribe, share, freaking do the stuff. Go to our social medias. We're everywhere. Facebooks, Instagrams, X, TikToks. We're everywhere. Okay? I hope you liked the story in the beginning, guys. We use that as the Halloween special. If it was the both of us, if it was a couple of us, man, we would have read more stories, dude. Or if, you know, I didn't have some other things to do, like eat, you know. It's not a prioritization over you, over the fans. It's really not. I get hangry, and then I start breaking things, and you don't want to see me when I'm hangry. I'm just kidding. If you like the show, please go do the thing, like I said. If you want to help the show out, you can, or actually, if you want to become a patron, just like our other patrons, Mayor Goodyear, Fuck You Cody, Freaky Freeland, and Gregory, you can go to patreon.com/KeysToTheJetPodcast and become a patron. It's only $5 a month. You'll get access to early merch or merch discounts. You'll get ad-free episodes, things of that nature. I am in the process of designing more merch. I should have a trash hauler shirt out and ready for people to order the next 2 weeks. 2 weeks, and I'll have, I'm going to say three. I will promise that I'll have three designs out in 2 weeks that people can order. Yeah, it's about it, man. Again, hopefully this government shutdown goes away. If you're one of those persons affected, please, there might be programs out there to help. The VA might be able to help. I'm not sure. But, yeah, take care of yourselves and be nice to each other. And happy Halloween for those of you going out on Halloween trick-or-treating. Don't drink and drive. little segue here. One of my best friends back, this was almost 20 years ago. One of my best friends died on in the Halloween season. Like, I think it was like, I believe it was the last week of October. She went to a Halloween party and got into the car with her drunk boyfriend. And he was doing apparently he was speeding like a bitch, speeding like a motherfucker. And she flew out the window at some point and hit a power pole. And basically, like, he crashed his car. She flew out the window, hit a power pole. And then he ran to his house like a bitch and hid. And by the time paramedics got there and everything else, like, nothing, there's nothing they could do for my friend. So it's just one of those things, man. You never think it happened to you or anybody you know or whatever. Don't drink and drive. Have a plan. There's Ubers out there. This day and age, number one, you should not be getting DUIs because there's so many alternatives out there. You can fucking press a button on your phone. Press a button on your phone and you have a car headed towards you to give you a ride. I mean, there's so many fucking ways of doing. There's Uber, there's Lyft, there's fucking, what else is there? Waymo, whatever else, bro. Taxis, find something. Don't drink and drive, and don't get in a car with somebody who's been drinking already. You might end up like my friend, and I don't want to see any of that for any of you. All right, have a plan, work it out. Have a great weekend. Have some fun. And I hope you I hope you're dressed like spooky, scary skeletons. Uh-huh. You know what you could do? You could, post your costumes, dude. If you go to a Halloween costume party or something, post your costumes on our socials. Be like, I heard you. And then be like, this is us. And then I'll be like, I'll post my costume with me and my son. We're Ghostbusters together. Anyways, all right, guys, I'm going to get the fuck out of here so I can go get some food and some caffeine and some gas and ride across the desert. All right, I love you guys. I'm out of here. Peace out. Peace out. Okay, bye.